When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Also, I forgot to tell you guys about King the Land. I am cringing so much. Like, I have to skip so much. All the slow motion scenes of him walking and whatever. Like, what era is this? What century are we in? Like, that was what old dramas were. What is this? It's giving me Business Proposal vibes. Actually, no. It's giving me What's Wrong with Secretary Kim vibes. But yeah, it's just so cringe. Don't do that in 2023. Like, come on. I did put out an episode called K-dramas that got me into K-dramas. So if you're curious about the dramas that kept me like watching more K-dramas, then listen to that episode if you want to or not. I think I should answer the question actually. For me, I would have said Boys Over Flowers. I have been saying that for a long time. Like, Boys Over Flowers should be everyone's first K-drama because it is so iconic. But now I don't even think I can sit through 5 minutes of that. So I'm going to stop saying that. So I don't know. Maybe I will find another drama to recommend as the first as we go through this list. Today I wanted to do another My Drama List content because I think they are interesting. Y'all actually don't seem to mind it. So the list for today is called Gateway Dramas. If I'm not mistaken, I need to pull up the list. So it says best gateway dramas and the description says, it's actually a question. Which dramas would you recommend to someone who has never watched a drama to get them hooked? So the way I'm going to title this episode is like K-dramas to get anyone into K-dramas or K-dramas to get you into K-dramas. I haven't looked at all of the lists. I saw like the first three. If I have watched a drama, obviously I'm going to have stuff to say about the drama. If I have not watched it, I'm just going to move on. I don't want this episode to be longer than 30 minutes because it is a filler content. So the first drama on the list that we have is Healer, which is a what? That is a 2014 drama. Wow. The fact that 2014 sounds like a long time ago now. Dang, that was almost 10 years ago, 2014. That's crazy. Anyway, I didn't watch Healer. I know it's kind of iconic, not sure, but we're going to move on. The next one is Goblin. I'm not surprised. Y'all think everyone should watch this as their first K-drama. I didn't watch it, so I don't have anything relevant to say, but I do know that it is hyped up. I do know a lot of people love it. The next one is Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok Ju. This could also be a candidate. I'm not surprised. It's so fluffy. It's just a very lightweight everyday lifestyle college romance. I think anyone who watches this will definitely like K-dramas if they like fluffy things. But that is a 2016 drama. By the way, Goblin is a 2016 drama. Wow, that actually feels like such a long time ago. The next one is Descendants of the Sun. I can also see why a lot of people are saying this. Next one is Moon Lovers, Scarlett Haruya. Descendants of the Sun is 2016 and Scarlett Haruya is also 2016. The next one is Hotel de Luna. Didn't watch it. I'm sad I didn't watch it. That's a 2019 drama. Not surprised. The next one is My Love from the Star. I don't know if this will have like a wow effect on anyone who watches it, but maybe. I did watch this. It's not bad at all. I did love it when I watched it. I just can't get over like y'all dragging what is his name? The fact that I don't remember his name. Kim Soo-hyun. Kim Soo-hyun? Yeah, Soo-hyun. Yeah, Soo-hyun or Soo-hyun, right? Yeah, Soo-hyun. Y'all drag his acting and now I cannot unsee it. Even when I try to watch, like, It's Okay to Not Be Okay. I just can't get that out of my head. The fact that y'all said he doesn't know how to act and he acts really stiff. But anyway, that's just so funny. I don't know if that's what I actually think too, but yeah. Like I said, I don't really know if this could be a candidate, but whatever. That is a 2013 drama. Dang. I watched My Love from the Star in 2015. I watched Weightlifting Fairy in 2016. I watched, those are the only dramas I've watched. Oh, the next one is W. That's a 2016 K-drama. Love it. This definitely will have an impact on whoever who watches it. I don't know if it will have an impact to make them come back for more. It's so good, but there's just something about it. I feel like anyone who watches it will not be, oh, now I have to go watch the next K-drama. I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, if I had watched W, would I have wanted to watch more K-dramas? They scarred me. That's one thing. They actually like traumatized me with the plot twist. I have told you guys so many times. And if you guys watch it and you don't think the plot twist was that amazing, then I don't know. But when I watched it, it was like actually cool because I didn't think of that. Okay, I mean, if you guys are watching it now, maybe you guys will think of who the culprit is. But when I was watching, I didn't think of that. Anyway, so like I said, W is a 2016 K-drama. I don't know if I said that. The next one, Signal, did not watch, but that's the 2016 K-drama. The next one is Legend of the Blue Sea. I dropped this. I don't think I have the right to comment on it. That is a 2016 K-drama. I don't know if this will have people wanting more. The next one is Kill Me, Heal Me. Yes, I think this one is actually a good first K-drama. I didn't watch it, but I know it's super iconic. And that's a 2015 K-drama. The next one is Strong Woman. Not surprised this is on the list. I feel like every list that Kim Bok-joo is on, Strong Woman is definitely going to be on it. Okay, actually, I've talked to a lot of people and Strong Woman was their first K-drama. And they continue watching K-dramas. So yeah, I think this one could be one to keep people wanting more. And that's a 2017 K-drama. I watched that in, I guess, 2017, if that's when it came out. I watched it whenever it came out. The next one is While You're Sleeping. I love this drama. It is a 2017 K-drama. Definitely recommend. It is so good. It is so good, but I don't know if it is iconic enough to be everyone's first K-drama. Because the thing about Boys Over Flowers, right? Why I used to say it should be everyone's first, there's nothing amazing about it, but it's just so iconic. Like, I feel like if you watch it, it's definitely going to have an impact on you. Like, it is so dramatic. It's like a typical K-drama. Like, Kujung Pyo, like, I can't. And I don't think all these dramas have that same, like, energy that Boys Over Flowers gives, even though they're really good. So once again, this list is not about, like, amazing dramas, because all these dramas are good, but I just don't know if they're the right ones to show a first time like k-drama watcher. Anyway, the next one is Secret Garden. That's a 2010 drama. I did watch that. Yeah, okay, actually, yeah, I think Secret Garden is definitely a contender because I feel like when I watch this, I wanted more of K-dramas. How long is this list? Because I'm getting tired. Okay, I'm going to try not to speak too much about a lot of things I haven't watched, but let's keep going. The next one is You're Beautiful. I feel like old K-dramas will definitely want you craving more. So yes, this could be a contender. And that is a 2009 drama. But I watched it in 2015, if I'm not mistaken. I also watched Secret Garden in 2015. 2015? Yes, 2015. Is it 2015? Yeah, I think so. And then Age of Youth. I don't know if Age of Youth is gonna want people coming back for more. Because Age of Youth is so, like, different. It is not your typical K-drama. So, I don't know if it's going to give people what K-dramas gives people. Is that good English? I think y'all understand what I'm trying to say. Anyway, Age of Youth is a 2016 K-drama. If you guys don't know, it used to be my fave. Like, season 1 and season 2 were, like, high there on my list of favorite dramas. I don't know if I have a new favorite drama. At this point, I just like a lot. It's hard for me to say, like, one is my favorite. My sister might say otherwise for me, but I don't think Itaewon Class is my favorite. I just think I support it so much. Like, whenever y'all drag it, I just, like, don't touch Itaewon Class because I really like it. But I don't know if it's my fave. Anyway, so Age of Youth is a 2016 K-drama. The next one is I Hear Your Voice, which I didn't watch, but that is a 2013 drama. I know that is Lee Jung Suk and Lee Bo Young, if I'm not mistaken. Next one is Suspicious Partner. I love this so much. That is a 2017 K-drama. I love it. Suspicious Partner is definitely one of my faves. I don't know if it should be everyone's first. Actually, it has everything. It has the thrill, it has romance, it has humor. It's not really fluffy though. But yeah, Suspicious Wonder is really good. Check it out if you haven't. It's really, really good. The next one is Boys Over Flowers. Yes, I definitely agree with this. Definitely, definitely agree with this. Like, it was just so stupid, but I feel like everyone needs to watch it. And that's a 2009 drama. 2009. I watched it in 2012. Yes, if I'm not mistaken. And I watched Suspicious Wonder in 2017. Or whenever it came out. The next one is The Untamed. That is a Chinese drama. Don't know why this is on the list when we're talking about K-dramas. Did it say K-dramas or did they just say gateway dramas? Oh, okay. It's just dramas in general. Yeah, The Untamed is one of the highest rated Chinese dramas. I haven't watched it because I think it's a wuxia drama, which is like the equivalent of a historical drama, which I don't watch. So yeah, but it's like really good. A lot of people talk about it. The next one is Quint and Hyun's Man. I saw a lot about this. I think this is so iconic, but I never watched it, but I know it's actually iconic. Don't have a lot to say. You know, I feel like, what is this drama with Lee Min Ho and Son Ye Jin? What is this? It has the OST called Stupid or Nonsense. Personal taste. Yes, personal taste is actually very iconic. I feel like everyone needs to watch that as their first or one of the first K-dramas they ever watch. The next one is Coffee Prince. Coffee Prince is a 2007 drama. This is very iconic. There's nothing wow about it, in my opinion, actually. I don't know why everyone hypes it up. Like, even when I watched it, I think I watched it in 2015. I didn't think it was, like, amazing. Like, I like Gong Yoo. The only reason I liked it was because, personally, I like gender bender stuff. But I don't actually think there's anything wow about it. Anyway, the next one is Mr. Sunshine, which I didn't watch, but that is a 2018 drama. The next one's My Jushi, My Mister, which I didn't watch. That's a 2018 K-drama. I don't think I will agree with that because My Jushi is like so specific. It is a specific type of drama for specific people, like for a specific type of audience. And I don't think everyone who watches that will want to come back for more because it's like my liberation notes. Like, y'all get the vibe I'm talking about, right? Like, it's not everyone who watches that will be like, oh my gosh, I really want to watch another K-drama. So I don't agree with that one, actually. Next one is Kingdom. I know this is highly rated, but I think it's also like a historical period-ish type of drama. So I didn't watch it, obviously, but that is a 2019 drama. It has a second part. And I think it also has a third season too. The next one is 30 but 17. And I think I agree with this because I showed my sister. And I think that's why she was kind of open to watching more K-dramas. Like, she doesn't even watch as an avid watcher. But if I tell her about it, like, she listens to me. But it's not super iconic. I don't know if it's iconic enough to be everyone's first K-drama. Or to be someone's first K-drama. But yeah. That's a 2018 K-drama, which I actually like. The next one is Ashes of Love. This is another highly rated Chinese drama, which I didn't watch. It is a 2018 drama. The next one is Crash Landing on You. Yes, I have met two people and their first K-drama was Crash Landing on You, so I'm not surprised. I did drop it though, so I don't think I should comment on that. That is a 2019 K-drama. I'm getting tired of talking and I'm only on the 29th drama. And there are 100 dramas on this list. Oof. Okay, right now I'm just going to speed through this. I will tell you guys the title. I will tell you if I agree or not. Obviously, I'll tell you first if I've watched it. If I haven't watched it, then I don't have anything to say. And yeah, let's get it. So the next one is Pinocchio. It's a 2014 K-drama. I don't know if I agree, but I have watched this. I don't know if it's iconic enough. I think you can watch this and forget. Actually, no, because this drama, like, Lee Jung-suk's character had an impact on me because I called him Delpo for a long time and that was the character that he played. So yes, next one is Eternal Love, Chinese drama. I haven't watched 2017 Chinese drama. Next one is Reply 1997, have not watched. Dang, 97 is a 2012 drama. That's crazy. It's Okay That's Love. It's Okay That's Love is so good. It is so good and I will hate it if people watch it and they don't appreciate it. So I will say, do not show this to someone for the first time because it is so good, but it's going to make you think a lot. And if someone doesn't want that, then I don't think you should show it to them. But yes, it's Okay That's Love. It's so good, guys. I love it. I would give it a 10 out of 10, actually. And that's a 2014 drama. Next one is 98. Did I say 98? I'm sorry, 88. So Reply 1988, I do agree with this. It is definitely really good. 2015 K-drama, so good. It has a 9.1. That's pretty high and I think it actually deserves that. Yeah, it's really good. Check it out. Next one is Oh My Venus. I love it so much. I watched this in 2015 for sure. I love it a lot. I don't think, actually, maybe. Once again, 2015 was the year where I watched a lot of my favorite dramas. So I don't know if I'm biased or I don't know if they're actually really good. But yes, I think Oh My Venus is actually pretty good and it could be someone's first. Show it to someone. And next one is Circle, which I have never heard about. 2017 K-drama. Next one is The Heirs. Yes, I agree. I think you should show this to someone for the first time. This is like a typical K-drama. I feel like every Imin-ho K-drama is a typical K-drama. So yeah, I definitely agree. Y'all know how I feel about the airs. I love it. I know there's nothing great about it, but I do love it. I have rewatched so much. That is a 2013 K-drama. Watched it in 2015. Next one is Bad Guys. 2014 K-drama I did not watch. Next one is Stranger. 2017 K-drama I didn't watch. Next one is another Miss O. Y'all know how I feel about this drama. I do not like it, but that's just my personal preference. It's actually not bad. I just don't like it for a reason I will never tell you guys. But that is a 2016 K-drama. Because I don't like it, I don't even recommend it to anyone. So I'm going to skip. Next one is Prison Playbook. I didn't watch, but I know it's very iconic. But I don't know if it's good enough to hook someone who has never watched K-dramas. Yeah, I think that's the question I should be answering. Is it good enough to hook a person who has never watched a drama before? Let's see. Next one is Meteor Garden, which is a Chinese version of Boys Over Flowers. I'm not surprised that it's on the list. I didn't watch it. Didn't want to, you know, do that to myself again. Next one is Are You Human 2? I have not talked about this drama in a long time. That is a 2018 K-drama. So my relationship with this drama is actually not that great. Because when I started, it took me a while to get into it. I think it took me 2 years to actually get into it. And then I finally completed it. And I don't really fancy the ending. So I'm going to say I don't agree with this one. But it's good. You can check it out. You can check it out if you have been watching K-dramas. But if this is your first time wanting to watch a K-drama, I don't think you should check it out. Seo Kang-joon did an amazing job though. Like, his acting was A+. But I just don't really like the ending. Next one is Nirvana in Fire. Chinese drama, haven't watched. It is so highly rated. It has a 9.1. Dang. Oh, it says 6th century China. Definitely would not be watching that. But I have talked about this multiple times. I feel like every time I read off of a list that's about something good, this drama is always on there. Next one is Save Me, which is a 2017 K-drama. Y'all know I really wanted to watch this when I found out what it was about. But I didn't watch it. But I think it's so good. But I don't think this is like good enough to hook someone who doesn't like deep stuff like this. Like, if someone only likes fluffy stuff, then I don't know if they're gonna want to watch that or come back for more. But yes, Save Me is actually pretty good. I watched like a video about it. Next one is Oh My Ghost, which is a 2015 drama I didn't watch. Next one is Search WWW, 2019 K-drama I didn't watch. Next one's Love Alarm, 2019 K-drama I didn't watch. Next one is I'm Not a Robot, 2017 K-drama that I did watch. And this drama is actually kind of special because I've told you guys multiple times, but I was watching this drama and then a friend who doesn't watch K-dramas saw me watching it. She watched like a few episodes with me and then she went home and watched the entire thing and came back the next day and told me that she was done with it. So it was actually really good. But then she didn't watch another K-drama after it. So I don't know if it's good enough to hook someone to want to watch more, but it's definitely good enough to make them watch the whole thing. So anyway, I'm Not a Robot, it's actually pretty good. Next one is The Princess Man, which is a 2011 K-drama I didn't watch. Next one is 49 Days, which is a 2011 K-drama I didn't watch. And I think I'm going to stop here because I am tired. I'm just going to browse through the remaining dramas and see if there's anyone I want to talk about. Sassy Go-Go. Not sure that's iconic enough. The Smile Has Left Your Eyes. Y'all want to traumatize people. My Girl. I know My Girl is very iconic. I didn't watch it, but I'm going to agree with this one because it's so iconic. It's a 2005 K-drama. Let's see. Hwarang. Not surprised. I don't know if I agree though because I didn't watch it. What else is here? Marriage Not Dating. This drama was so mediocre. Like, why the hell is this on the list? Even I, as a K-drama watcher, I only completed this because I didn't want to drop it. Like, I didn't want to add to my collection of drop dramas. There's nothing amazing about it, in my opinion. But that's a 2014 K-drama. Fated to Love You! Yes! I do agree with Fated to Love You. And not because I really love it, but because I think it has the thing that will pull people in. Because I watched the Chinese version, even after watching this. Actually, that's because I love it. But yeah, I think Fated to Love You is so like K-drama-ish. It's just a K-drama. It's a typical K-drama. I think everyone that watches it will want to watch more. Next one is What's Wrong with Secretary Kim. Not sure I agree with this actually. Yeah, I don't know if I agree with What's Wrong with Secretary Kim, but that's a 2018 K-drama. It is iconic though. I feel like everyone should watch it. Actually, yeah, I think I will agree with it because I just contradicted myself. What other drama do I want to talk about? Vincenzo. That's actually hyped up. Haven't watched it, but I don't know. Angel's Last Mission Love. I actually love this drama so much. What else? Sorry, guys. I'm just skipping through Stairway to Heaven. That's very iconic. And that's a what? 2003 drama. Dang. Attention Love. Attention Love was one of my favorite Taiwanese dramas. There's nothing great about it. But I will say, I know we don't talk about Aaron Yan anymore because that guy's so problematic now. But if we were talking about him, I would say if you want to get into tea dramas, start with his dramas. He's actually going to make you want to keep watching Taiwanese dramas. But since we don't talk about him, check out Attention Love. It's so like Taiwanese-y, if that makes any sense. Like, you know how there's some K-dramas that are K-dramas? That's how Attention Love is, like a typical Taiwanese drama. Yeah. Or check out Someday or One Day. Someday or One Day actually is not for everyone. So, but it's so good. It's for people who are actually able to sit through it and appreciate it. Some people are just like, what is this? Anyway, what else? Itaewon Class, definitely on this list. 2020 K-drama that I really love. Yeah, actually no, because you guys drag this so much. So yeah, I'm just gonna pass on this, but check it out if you want to or not. One More Happy Ending. This drama is so underrated. No one talks about it. It is so good. It might actually get people into like dramas. It might actually get them hooked. Because it has everything you might want in a K-drama. Like a typical melodrama. I think that's the word. Instead of saying dramatic, I think melodrama is the right term to use. Because we have like different couples. And it's kind of like a slice of life type of situation. What else have I watched that's on this list? Anyway, those are all the dramas I wanted to talk about. What? There's a second page? There's no way in hell I'm reading all of that. Anyway, sorry guys, there were a lot of Japanese dramas I didn't mention, but I'm just so tired. I think I'm going to stop recording here. I've been recording for 37 minutes. But to wrap it up, I will say if you want to get someone into K-dramas, show them Boys Over Flowers. If they cannot sit through Boys Over Flowers, show them Faded to Love or One More Happy Ending or Crash Landing on You. Or Descendants of the Sun. Or Goblin. Definitely Goblin. That is so iconic. Yeah, I'm gonna go through the list one more time and see if there's any dramas I actually can vouch for. Secret Garden too, but that's quite old. I'm going to stop recording here. Sorry, I feel like I've been talking away from the mic, but anyway, thank you so much guys for tuning in. I'm so glad that you did. If you like content like this and if you don't mind, please check out previous episodes and come back for more and new content. Alrighty guys, annyeong. You know what's so funny? I was talking to my sister. I forced her to like do this thing where she would ask me like this drama versus that drama and then I have to drop one. I know it sounds so childish, but I just really wanted to do that because I was trying to like eliminate dramas to find my favorite one. And then she was like, Robots Anya. Basically, she said, I'm not a robot in Korean, right? My mind went straight to Are You Human Too? And so I went off talking about the ending. I was like, I don't like it. I don't like that. Human Namshin was blah, 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 blah. And she was looking at me like, what is this fool talking about? And I was like, oh, I'm not a robot. Not Are You Human Too? Anyway, yeah, that was just a very side note, irrelevant story for you guys. Don't have a lot to say. You know, I feel like, what is this drama with Lee Min Ho and Son Ye Jin? What is this? It has the OST called Stupid or Nonsense. My I cannot remember the title of that drama. What is it? The one he said game over or something like that. Huh? Personal taste. Personal taste. I did watch 98. That is the only one of the Reply series I completed. And I think 98 is actually a very good contender for like what you should show. And I think 98 is actually a very good drama to show someone for the first time. So I agree with 98. Don't know about 97 because I didn't watch it. Did I say 98? I'm sorry. 88. 88 is the only one I've watched. My bad. Hi everyone, welcome or welcome back to another episode on this podcast. My device decided to overheat now that I'm trying to record, so I think I'm gonna have to hold up and wait for it to stop overheating, because it's just going to sound like white noise. Anyway, so let's get into it. Okay. Dang. Okay, right now I'm just going to tell you drama title if I think it is a candidate for whatever we're talking about. What? I cannot speak. I'm tired. I have a friend who really loves Junho, right? And then she doesn't like him anymore, which is so funny. But anyway, she was like, what in the world is Kingdom Land? Like, but before that, I had some updates for you guys. So the first thing is, I forgot something I wanted to say when I recorded for The Good Bad Mom. By the way, today is what? Today is July 28th. So I wanted to talk about a possible moral that I thought the drama was trying to make, or just like a concept. What is that one word? It's just a plot about the drama that I think they were trying to let us know. And it's basically the fact that our experiences make us who we are, or they make us mature. Because the fact that his memories stopped at when he was 7, and because of that, he was acting like he was 7. Then it's kind of like all the memories he had in the process, or like when he was adulting, all of those memories are gone. And so he's a kid because he doesn't have those memories, which is so interesting. So like, that's why age does not really mean you're mature, because if a 7-year-old has gone through a lot and you're a 30-something-year-old, and you're being pampered, you've never experienced life, then I feel like that 7-year-old could be more mature than the 30-something-year-old. So yes, I actually had this conversation with my sister. And anyway, I just thought it was pretty important. Oh yeah, theme is the word I was trying to look for, not concept. So I think it's a theme we can pick up from the drama. Anyway, I feel like this episode was a flop, but I'm still going to put it out because it will give me content to put out. That is so funny. Like, seriously, why am I sitting through The Real Has Come? And why am I watching once again right now? I cannot. Alrighty, guys. Peace.